USA Radio News.
President Trump says he will pull the United States from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty with Russia, accusing Moscow of violating the 1987 deal.
We'll have to develop those weapons. Unless Russia comes to us and China comes to us and they all come to us and they say, let's really get smart and let's none of us develop those weapons. But if Russia's doing it and if China's doing it and we're adhering to the agreement, that's unacceptable.
European Union officials are now calling for a thorough investigation after Saudi Arabia admitted a missing journalist was accidentally killed at its consulate in Turkey. Although the president threatened to impose severe consequences against Saudi Arabia, he hasn't suggested as to what those consequences might be. He does say, though, that he wants to preserve the proposed arms sale. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you bought a Mega Millions lottery ticket, you might have won a little, but you didn't win the jackpot of nearly $1 billion. This means you still have another chance to win on Tuesday night, and now it's a mega pile of money. Carol Gentry is with Maryland Lottery and Gaming.
Oh, my goodness. It's $1.6 billion. I like to say that with the billion. And that's an all-time world record for the Mega Millions game and for any game.
Well, technically, it actually ties the Powerball jackpot in 2016. But the Mega Millions prize is expected to climb before Tuesday's drawing, and then it will be the largest. In India, people were watching fireworks during a Hindu festival, and then a speeding train ran over spectators. At least 60 people died. Witnesses say there was no warning besides that last-second train horn. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The tiniest planet in the solar system is about to get a visit from Earth. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
The unmanned spacecraft BepiColombo, Colombo, a joint venture between the European and Japanese space agencies, has a 4.8 million-mile journey to Mercury ahead of it that'll take 7 years to reach the planet closest to the Sun. Flight Director Andre Agamazo.
In the first hours, the spacecraft has to become autonomous. It means that it has to deploy its solar panels, get energy from the Sun, and live on its own without the batteries. Then we take over control, and we slowly configure it for the very long cruise phase that we need to reach Mercury.
The spacecraft is to arrive at Mercury in December of 2025. It'll place two probes in orbit around the smallest planet. They'll tour Mercury for a year before feeding their findings back to Earth. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A little girl in Texas at the center of a three-week court battle with a hospital to keep her on life support has now died. From Dallas, KRLD's Brett Vedder tells us more.
At 8:30 p.m. Friday, the attorney representing the family of 9-year-old Peyton Summons announced that her heart had stopped beating while on life support. The girl's death comes just hours after the Texas Second Court of Appeals upheld a lower court decision which allowed the girl's parents to keep their child on life support despite the hospital's wishes. The hospital had been wanting to take the girl off life support over 2 weeks ago when doctors at Cook Children's had declared her brain dead. Brett Vedder, Dallas.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.